All right, so behind me is the entrance to one of Microsoft's many mashups. Tonight's theme is supposedly women female mashuppers. What does that mean and who comes to this sort of thing? Let's find out right now. All right, everybody, this is John Pincus, and we are at one of Microsoft's many mashup days. Now, this one's a little bit special, but first of all, let's just describe to people what is a mashup day.
We basically take over a cafeteria, get a whole bunch of people together, ply them with food and chocolate, and have lots of experts standing on by and all the various technologies that they're going to use. We get all kinds of people from different disciplines, different backgrounds, different interests together, and we see what happens. It's like it's a very open and collaborative environment.
So it's almost like a productive party.
It's very much like a productive party. It's like, you know, our DJ canceled at the last minute, so it really is a lot like a party.
Well, good thing I just got here then.
Yeah, when you get here, the party starts.
Now, what sort of separates this mashup day from some of the other ones that you've had in the past? Well, what's the goal here?
Well, certainly one thing that separates is each time we do this, we get better. So, you know, this time we got the pink beanbag chairs.
Those are good.
Yeah, we didn't have those in the past. See, we learned a lot. You know, this is the first one that we've done with a co-sponsor. Spaces is joining us. They've got a lot of stuff going on with Spaces gadgets. So our theme this time is search and Spaces gadgets. The last few have just been search focused. We'll broaden our focus more generally. The other exciting thing that's going on is we're ramping towards a very big event in the fall. We call it the Follow the Moon mashup. It's going to be done in conjunction with the Microsoft Women's Conference.
And what is Follow the Moon? What exactly is the goal?
Right.
Why don't I let you finish?
Yes, why don't you let me finish? I have a very good question. So the Follow the Moon mashup, we're going to do it in conjunction with the Microsoft Women's Conference. We're going to start something in Redmond that evening, and it's going to be a 24-hour event, go around the world, starting in the evening in all these various locations. Still working out the exact details. We want to break the world's record for the largest collaborative something or other. We're not exactly sure which.
Set the goals high.
And this is incredibly ambitious, so we're really starting our planning for it now. I mean, there's 2,000 people who come to the Women's Conference in Redmond alone, and we want to sync up for this around the world. So, you know, we're trying to do a lot of preparation now. And, you know, we're intentionally doing this to get more women involved in writing gadgets for the Microsoft platform. Well, platforms in general. But, you know, if you look out at the web, I can say this, I'm a guy. It is sort of guy-oriented out there. There's more things that are written for more things that guys are interested in. And, you know, I think there's great opportunity for Microsoft or any company to go against that.
I agree, and I think it's a great initiative. We're going to stop again and track your success. And right now, I'm going to head up and talk to some of the ladies. All right, everybody. So this is Vegetta, who's a member of Windows Client. And Vegetta, how did you end up here at Mashup Day? How did you hear about it? What drew you to it?
So I was told about Mashup Day and Ad Astra by one of my colleagues and friends, you know, who's working at Microsoft. And I decided I'd definitely come for one of the Mashup Days. Mm-hmm. And I saw it in my calendar because they sent a mass mailing list to all women in COSD. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go for it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, is this your first time? First time entering here or first time showing off something?
First time for a mashup day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what are you building? Where does the inspiration come from and what are you doing? Oh, let's take a walk. This is behind the scenes action, ladies and gentlemen. Some backstage access. Okay, so it's called Road Trip. I'm going to let you go ahead and describe.
So this is something I've been wanting to come up with since quite some time. And it's like when you go on a holiday or a road trip, you know, you cover multiple cities, you click a lot of pictures and you want to share these pictures with your friends and family.
Sure.
Oftentimes you really, you know, when you share pictures, you want to share details about, hey, where did you go? In what order did you go? Yeah. What did you see? So the idea is, you know, you come up with, you first like chalk out what cities had you covered. Like, for example, I started from LA, I went to Portland, Seattle, and then all the way east to New York. Long road trip, okay? And I uploaded some pictures and videos.
Yes.
So let's assume I uploaded my pictures on spaces.msn.com.
Yes.
And when I click on a pushpin out here, I can actually see the slideshow of all the pictures that I clicked in LA. As you go up and you see, hey, I want to check out what video you clicked in Portland, you know.
Yes.
So you probably uploaded the video on YouTube or Soapbox and it streams the video from there.
Yes.
So it's just like a very user-focused, you know, application about, you know, all your pictures and your digital experiences.
Okay. And now how long have you had this brainchild and how long have you been working on it?
I've never worked on it. Okay. I've just thought of it like a couple of times, yeah.
You've thought of it a couple
times. Yeah.
So do you think you actually have it like up and functioning?
Oh, yeah, I think it's pretty easy.
And what's on the next page? Is that secret stuff that we're not allowed to know about? Oh, okay. Since you're brainstorming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's called Road Trip, and I hope it comes to fruition.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Everybody. So this is Eve, and Eve is, pretty in pink. Eve, what's your function here today, this afternoon?
Well, tonight I have a very special function. I actually was not on the hook to help with the planning of this particular evening. And so tonight I get to be here, and I get to be a networker, and I get to talk to a lot of people and try to matchmake people with interests or connect people who arrive who are not sure how to get involved or plugged in or started, get them started with a table or get them started with a topic.
You're a matchmaker.
I'm a matchmaker.
Have you made any matches tonight?
Not yet. It's just, we're kind of just getting rolling. A lot of people just started to come in. And so my next job is to kind of work the room and chat with as many people as I can in the next half hour.
What kind of things would you match together? Like, what sort of interests, maybe you've seen past matchmakers, what two sort of people or areas of expertise would you combine?
Well, of course, we're always going to be looking for people who just like to code and like to get their heads down with people who are idea people. Because a lot of times people come in, they really want to code, they want to work on something cool, not sure what, how to come up with an idea, or maybe they've got a little bit of an idea, but they need somebody else to bounce it off of. So I try to put those two people together. It's also sort of, I know, frustrating for people who are creative types who come to these things and they really want to participate, they really want to play, and we want that to happen too, but they're not coders by nature.
Right,
they need someone who can put their idea on the canvas, as it were.
Right, and you bring those two people together.
We want to bring those people together.
And how did you get started in Mashup? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since last summer. We started planning our first mashup, which we had in the early fall, in this very cafeteria.
Okay. And how has turnout either grown or hopefully not decreased since the first one?
It's grown. The first one was great. We had a little less attendance, but we also had a lot of enthusiastic people who really wanted to get in and make a difference.
Yeah.
What I'd say is also different about this one is we just sort of have learned over the last several events what works, what doesn't.
Sure.
We've done a lot of different stuff in terms of getting people hooked up with good equipment and a good seating arrangement and things like that.
Love the bean bags. Good move there.
Yeah, I love the bean bags too.
And now, is pink the general mashup color, or is that just this evening's choice?
Pink has actually become a general Ad Astra color.
Okay.
So Ad Astra.
And for those who don't know,
the John Ad Astra. Okay. Why can I never get this on the tip?
Quick! We've pulled in John Pincus. John Ad Astra means
analysis and development of awesome strategies.
Okay, now while you're here, I want to ask you both a question. If you can be fair, one of the coolest or more exciting, or one that got you, the most pumped mashup that you've seen thus far, not here, but all your mashup history.
For John.
John?
Oh, well, I tend to
and
like...
And it can't be your own.
It can't be my own. I'm a general manager. I don't write code anymore. It's like, come on. It's like, I really like the Party Crasher demo that people here did.
I've actually heard about the Party Crasher demo.
It's like, it basically lets you find out where parties are going on, whether or not you're invited to them, and then crash them. It's like, that's good, yeah.
Fun and mischievous at the same time.
Fun and mischievous, a dynamite combination. It's interesting. A lot of the things that I like the best, I don't even realize they're mashups until I talk about it. It's like it's taking RSS feeds from one place and putting them on top of map information and giving me a user interface with some other information there, and I don't even think about it. I just think that, this seems pretty cool.
Like a natural fit.
Yeah, exactly. So,
And yourself, anyone stand out?
I'm really excited about a group called Cities of the Future, and we've just gotten started with those ideas, so I don't know that we could call it a mashup yet, but it's looking at an area around Monaco and thinking about if you were going to build this area from the ground up, how would you create infrastructure and experiences for people and make
it's like SimCity.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that idea.
I mean, some of the glitziest mashups are the ones that go on top of maps, because I mean the maps are beautiful to begin with, like particularly the new generation of 3D maps. So somebody did a great mashup the last event here was overlaying the bike maps and the King County transit system on a map. So that you could see, it's like, I want to drive my bike down to the bus stop. Is this a bus stop that takes?
It's like a perfect example of necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The person who did it was in fact a bike rider. Yeah. Gee, what a surprise!
Awesome. Well, thank you guys very much. All right, so this is Olga from Mobile Devices. Now, Olga, this is your first mashup, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, how did you hear about it?
I received an email. There were a couple emails forwarded to the Microsoft Women alias. Yeah.
So that's how I found out.
And now, so you came here specifically because you thought it was going to be a women's event, or you were just more interested in the mashup side of things, or sort of both?
In the mashup side of things.
And what were you expecting?
I don't know. Like, I knew it would be some kind of creative environment. People just need to get their ideas heard, basically, and just collaborative environment. So I guess this is kind of what I expected, but I didn't know exactly how it was going to be like. So
you're sort of a spectator for your first one, shall we say. You're not exactly...
I would say so, yes. Exactly. I'm just trying to figure out what this thing is all about. So for the next one, you know, I could know, you know, what to do and...
Absolutely. And now what side would you stand on? Would you be more of like a technical coder, or are you more of an idea concept, or are you both?
Both, but I would like to do something technical. Like, I'm a tester, so I would want to find out maybe things like... I put Bug Bash on here as my first thing, so something like that.
Right, and so far you think it's a pretty good event, and you would participate in the next mashup?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, right on. I hope to see you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so this is Mary Alice. Now, Mary, I couldn't help but notice you've had a captive audience for the entire duration that I've been here. You know, been writing and scribbling and frantic, and people are raising their hands. What are you doing here? What's your function?
Right, well, I am part of the team that's really helping to bring out brainstorming ideas, because it's really all the people that come here that have the great contributions. So we're doing a number of brainstorming sessions, and so people just kind of contributing their ideas for what would be a great mashup, but also like what do they need? You know, if you're doing a search out there in the world, what would help you?
And you're pulling the ideas. Is that sort of what you do?
Exactly. And then there were some things that were starting to kind of coalesce as some key ideas, and so I was pointing people to, you know, hey, why don't you guys get together, a little kind of social networking thing, and start, you know, combining those resources and making that mashup happen. So I think we kicked off a couple little mashups that may, you know, come out to be like that next big thing as an output.
Now, how does that start? You stand in front of the blank piece of paper, and do you have like an idea? Do you have like something you want to accomplish? What's your opening set? What's your opener?
Well, the biggest thing is I first asked, you know, why do people like want to come to a mashup? And so some of the things that they bring. And in some cases, I ask people like what they do in their day job or what they're interested in doing in the outside world. And so just starting to get a lot of that up there. And a lot of times people start kind of, we're used to, especially in the kind of Microsoft precision questioning culture, starting to like kind of say, well, no, that sounds a little, and it's like, I try and keep it really open where it's like every idea is a good one, keep the ideas flowing, because you never know when some wild idea that's totally unrelated is going to be that cool connection. So I'm just like pretty much trying to document what people say and then get them in a kind of an and mode rather than a like but, you know, it's like, oh yeah, and so kind of that's that pause.
Awesome. He's actually starting to speak, but what were some of the ideas that you came up with right here? Can you give me a hint?
Well, like one of them is kind of combining social networking and domain specific knowledge into like a website that would help you search to find just what you need.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to let you sip away, and thank you for pulling the ideas from people's brains. Keep it up. All right, that's a wrap from tonight's mashup, clearly proving that mashups have no gender lines. They're for men, they're for women, they're from technical side, they're from creative side. Everyone sort of getting together, sharing creative ideas and sharing their energy and, you know, messing it up.